Hello?
Yes, ma'am. This is George, the senior officer who is currently handling your case. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you.
All right. I guess the previous department has explained to you all the things, what has been wrong and why, you know, your call has been targeted, correct?
Apparently so.
All right. According to my knowledge, what has been happened, let me explain you once again. Whenever you are visiting any website, you know, that website generally contains some malicious tools, hacking tools, and just because of that, the problem, you know, without the prime knowledge, the hacking tools got downloaded on your computer and it gave permissions to outsiders. Now, can I just put your call on hold for 2 minutes? Because I need to just start from scanning, which isn't there. Can you just do one thing? Don't touch your computer. I'm putting it on hold now. Thank you.
Okay.
Just wait for 2 minutes or 3 minutes. Don't do anything. Wait for me.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, here I can just check everything. I have started the scanning in the background. Now I need to just make sure whatever the activities you generally do or you don't do over the internet, we need to remove all the infections accurately, all right? So just give me a moment, don't do anything. Can you just open up a fresh new tab, please? I need to just connect you with one of our servers. Just open up a fresh new tab.
Here you go.
Great. Now type in the search panel where the cursor is flashing, I as in India.
Yes.
H as in, you know, hotel.
Yes.
E as in echo.
Mm-hmm.
L as in Lima.
Mm-hmm.
P as in Papa.
Yes.
S as in sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Put a dot.
Mm-hmm.
Then U for United.
Beg your pardon?
S for, yeah, U for United.
Mm-hmm.
S for, you know, sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Press Enter key from the keyboard.
In which?
Yeah, you need to press Enter.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Once you're going to press Enter, it will going to ask you for welcome, and it will going to ask you for a code, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm just going to give you the code. Just give me a moment. Mm-hmm. Put the code over there, 2900. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, give a click on red, you know, arrow, which is pointing right. Give a click on that.
Yes.
Just give a click on that. Can you see on the bottom left, there's an option, there's, you know, support client.exe has been downloaded. Give a double click on that. Support client.exe.
Support client. Okay.
Give a click on open.
Yes.
All right. Can you see the option called run? Give a click on run. It's running now. Give me a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Give a click on yes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't mind, can just tell me how old is this computer?
About 3-4 year old.
Only 3-4 year old, okay.
Mm-hmm.
See. Nothing has been happened yet, right?
No. Still got the join with the code number.
Okay, give a click on the right one again. No, it's not working. Okay, it's okay, it's okay. Can you just open up the new one? Support client.exe.
No, I can't see it.
Okay, hold on. Let me just instruct my server to just give you the support. Give me a moment, don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I don't know what's happened, but by the way, apart from you, anyone else who is living in your home?
Me, my husband, and a dog.
You, your husband, and a dog. Such a sweet family. Alright. I really don't understand why it's not working. Well, I have tried several times, but it's not working. Our automated robot, you can see, it's working over there.
No, I thought you had it there for a while because it,
Yeah, we are trying to just delete all the sort of things. Give me a moment. Alright. Can you tell me, ma'am, here you can see on your screen, there is an ultra viewer setup.
Yeah.
Can you tell me how you have downloaded these UltraViewer setup? And you can see the date as well. It's 20th of September 2022. Oh, can you tell me who told you to download this?
Nope. I've never heard of it before.
You never heard, but you know, it's downloaded in your PC. It's downloaded. Well, I have tried several times, but it's not working. I don't know why. I will bring to fix this up later. But first of all, let's move ahead with the second thing, all right? Give me a moment. No changes. All right. The first thing which you told me, you normally do email, right?
I normally don't what?
Email, you know, email.
Oh, yeah, no, I do email, but not very often.
Okay. You do shopping as well, correct?
No.
Don't do. And you don't do online banking, correct?
No. That's
right. Okay. Now, let me tell you what has been happened. Basically, the viruses and the hacking tools which we have noticed on your PC is generally used to affect those kind of activities which you don't do online, but because the fraudster having your details, they can misuse it. Suppose you don't do Amazon, correct? And you never, you don't do Amazon and you never want to do it. That means you are completely forgetting about the Amazon online shopping. So what the fraudster is doing, they will gonna create Amazon account with your details, and as you don't have any Amazon account, you don't go online and you will not gonna see it at all. And fraudster will gonna create the account by your name and they can misuse it whenever they want. So this time what we need to know, we need to just make sure what are the intentions of those criminals. And I have checked in the server, they have several times to register your bank account on behalf of you. So as you don't do online, you will not going to know anything, and they can easily misuse your banking without your prime knowledge. So the first thing which we need to do is installing some sort of security on your banking. And how we will going to do it? By making you register with the online for the temporary purpose, all right? So I'm gonna guiding you how we can do it. Just open up your Google Chrome. And you need to go to the official website of your banking. find out all the, registration options and all that.
No, I'm not going to give you any of my banking details.
No, no, no. You are not giving it to me at all. Don't worry. We have a very tough protocol and privacy policy. We will only be able to guiding you, not apart from that anything, all right? So just type the official web address on the Google Chrome and just to let me know what you can see next so I can just guiding you. That's all right? Don't worry. This call has been recorded. I am not allowed to ask you anything, confidentially. I hope you're done.
What did I do?
Oh, you don't know. Okay. You do one thing first of all. Where you can see the search panel, type it over there, www.
This is getting a bit tiresome. Yes.
Okay. After dot, you need to type google.com.
Didn't do anything.
Okay, no problem. I'm guiding you again. Don't worry. Can you just give a click on where you can see anything is written over there? Can you just give a click on the home icon on the very top left? You can see a very small home icon on the top left?
Yes.
Give a click on that home icon.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Now type it over there, www.
Yes.
Okay, after dot, type google.com.au.
Yes.
Okay, now press the enter key from your keyboard.
Yes.
All right, after pressing the enter key, can you see the first option which is saying Google? Give a click on that. The first option, Google.
Mm-hmm. Done.
Great. Now in the Google search, type the name of your bank and give a click on search. You need to type the name of your bank.
Okay.
Now give a click on search. Can you see any option called Google search?
No.
Okay, then press the enter key from your keyboard. Just focus on your keyboard, hit enter.
Did, I've done it.
Good. Now, can you see the first option? The first option.
What, the allow or block?
Oh, you need to give a click on allow. Okay. Now, shortly you will gonna receive your official page, the official banking page of yours. Once you can see that, do let me know. And please remove the hand from your mouse.
Mm-hmm.
Once you can see the official page, do let me know. All right. Can you see that? Hello?
What member owned banking?
Okay. Okay. On the right hand side, can you see there is an option called login?
Yes.
Give a click on that. Okay, the first thing I would like to confirm, you never do online banking at all, correct?
Excuse me, no, I don't.
You never do
shopping, nothing.
Okay, good. Give us a moment. Can you just scroll down your page? Can you find out any option called register? Scroll it down, scroll it down. Can you find out any option called register?
Nope.
Okay, no problem. Go back. You need to be on the back page. All right. Can you find out the register option here? Scroll it down. Scroll down your page.
No, it's
Okay.
Hang on.
Yeah.
No.
By the way, can you tell me how far your bank from your place?
Oh, about a half hour, I suppose.
Half hour, all right. No problem. Just give me a moment. Don't touch your...
rather long.
I'm really sorry, but, you know, nothing is in our hand. We are just doing what we have guided. Mm-hmm. All right? I'm sorry it's taking longer. Please don't touch your computer. Leave it as it is. Our artificial intelligence, we're going to find out the suitable options for you. Don't touch it. Because, you know, it's taking long, and we have designed the AI in such a manner, so if there is any need, the robotic machine will going to choose the option for the client. And the page which you can see on your screen, I hope this is your bank, right?
Yes, it's an ad for my bank.
Okay. And do you know how you can register yourself for the online banking?
I don't want to register for online banking.
I know you don't want, but what we were going to do, once, because, you know, the online registration will going to be the temporary purpose. Now let me tell you why. Once you will going to register yourself with the online banking, you will going to check all the things right now, and you will going to be the complete owner of the bank for the time. Once the online banking will going to be registered, we will going to remove all the malicious tools which has been already installed on your banking online. Once it will going to be removed, we will going to simply deregister your online banking completely. Understood? You will going to register it, but for some moment, short period of time. Okay? So do you know how you can register yourself for the online banking?
No, and I don't want to know.
You don't want to know. Ma'am, I'm really sorry, but you have to register yourself for the online banking, all right?
Why do I have to?
Okay. Because right now we have noticed some outsiders has attempted to register yourself for the online banking. You know, they have in your details. So with your details, they have tried to register it. Well, I don't know whether they have got success in their attempt or not, but once you will going to register yourself, if even they have succeed in order to registration, they will automatically got deregistered, because one user only having one online banking, all right? So that's why for the time you need to register yourself for the online banking, so we can just install some kind of security over there, and we can just leave it with you. So can you just do one thing? Can you just go to your bank and get this online registration thing done with the help of your local branch?
No.
You cannot go right now?
No.
Okay. You can do one thing then. You can simply get in touch with your banking. I hope you know the number of your bank, correct?
Yeah, but you're not getting it.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, but my banking is secure because I have been to see them.
You have to see them? I really don't understand.
In the past, I have been to see them, and they have assured me that whatever we have is secure.
Okay, let me explain you, ma'am. Even you are going to visit any banking in all over Australia, they are going to claim themselves like they are very secure. Even if they are going to check their system, they are going to see, yes, you are secure. But the problem is, right now we are dealing with the ethical hackers who are situated, you know, beyond the boundary of our country. They are using such technologies and they are using such hacking tools which even the bank don't know whether they are protected or not, all right?
But excuse
me. I hope you... Yeah, go on.
You're not going to put me back online, are you?
No, not now. What you need to do, you need to give call to your bank because you won't be able to go to your local branch. And you need to ask them to register yourself for the online banking and they will gonna guide you how they can register, all right?
No.
You don't want to register yourself?
Listen, this has been taking so long. I reckon I've been here for about an hour and I do have things to do. So if you can't connect me, just buzz off, okay?
Ma'am, if you want me to give you a call later, I can give you a call later. But believe me, whatever I'm guiding you, it's only for you. Because right now, we can see something which you can't. We know something which you don't.
I know that.
I'm sorry, I don't want to make you afraid. If you want to have a break of half an hour, you can have it. I don't have any problem. Mm-hmm. But, you know, temporarily ways, I have just fixed your computer. But in future, that means after 1 day, 2 day, again, your computer could be get frozen up completely. Mm-hmm. And we want permanent solution. How many times you will going to give us a call and, you know, you will going to stay with us and just we are sorting out all these problems again.
Well, the only reason I rang you is because it come up on my screen that I need help, so that's why I rang.
Exactly, and you need help, and that's why you need to follow our instructions, so you don't need these kind of help again in future. Understanding what I'm telling? I hope you do.
Yeah, well, anyway, if this happens again, I'll go to an IT person, yeah.
Ma'am, even the IT person will going to check your computer and they will gonna fix. But this is not the computer problem. This is the server problem, all right? First of all, I guess you know whom you are talking. You are talking with an officer from National Crime Agency, all right? Which deal all over the criminal activities in all over the country. So as the control which we are having, the things which we can see, it cannot be seen by any other organization and not even possible with any local IT person, all right?
Well, I think our conversation's finished.
Ma'am, this call has been recorded, and the way you are actually acting, it completely seems like you are willing to take a risk.
Well, there's nothing like a risky life, is there?
Suppose suppose if one morning you woke up and you got a call from your bank and they're saying like you have transferred all the funds from your account internationally, what will be your reaction?
I'd be devastated, but I know it won't happen.
This could be happen, and I can tell you by my experience, lots of person has faced this problem. I do guess like you see the news and all that, right? Lots of people have lose all their funds from the bank without their prime knowledge just because of this. So please make sure you are actually not doing any negligence, all right?
I'll just have to chance it, won't I?
So you do one thing, call your bank and tell them to register yourself for the online banking. And make sure you are doing it confidentially. You cannot tell like someone has told you to register yourself, all right?
No, I'm not doing it. So, well, thank you for your help and all the rest of it. You have a nice day.
Then I can tell you in the future you're going to face any problem. Please don't make responsible us, all right?
Okay, I won't ring you. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.